Hey, this is Patty and Ginger, and it's the main ingredient. On this beautiful Halifax, in Halifax today, it's beautiful.
I know, it was cold this morning. I know, you're a little cold. Overheated. I know,
I'm in a sweater that I thought was going to be cold today, and it is not.
It is not cold. No. It is not cold. Yeah, no. 100%. No, it's a great day. We're still sticking on theme this week. We're talking about collaboration.
That's right.
And as we were discussing before, and with Mr. Adam, our lovely friend from Caring Counts, about how it can be finding your tribe and all those gushy, lovely things of knowing who you are and what that fit means when you do find your people. But one valid point on this subject is, it's also a really important thing to know when to say no.
That's right.
Right? No is a very important word.
It is a very important word. I think in our industry, it's a hard one because it's the last thing and probably most 90% of the conversations we want to say, but we have to say it.
Yeah. And so for people that want to collaborate with us and when I say collaborate, that also means clients that want to engage with us
lots
in terms
of events.
Capacities. I mean, it can mean a million things. But it's also just knowing when to say no. I can remember Caitlin from Elegant Production when I did went on the Creative Hustle. She said, "I'll never forget when I first met you, that you told me a story about how your husband was losing his mind because you had no business, you had just started, and you were turning clients down." And I was like, "Yeah," but it wasn't a fit. Like I recognized that fairly easily, not across everything, but in the beginning. And she said, "I'll never forget. You said it's okay to say no."
It is okay
right?
to
it's
say
okay
no.
It's okay to say no. And we're dealing with a few things today.
Yeah.
Was it in the same situation, right? That it's okay to change and evolve as a business and to change your policies and to ensure that at the end of the day, we're profitable and we're
That's
engaging.
That's exactly it.
You know, doing all the right things for our team and making sure everybody's sane and, you know, here tomorrow.
Exactly.
Key, right, Ginger?
That's right.
Like you?
Exactly.
Look at the face. You can't see your face, but if you could, oh, wow.
A little quiet today,
Ginger. Yeah, a little quiet.
I am a little quiet today. I am. It's very busy here at Kitchen Door Catering.
Gosh, is it ever.
It is very busy.
It's blowing up. So to sum it all up, Miss Ginger, you have our permission, and we are the holy
grail here,
right? We are the ones. You have our permission to say no and really use
exactly.
it as a tool.
And is it no to a client, no to someone that wants to collaborate with you, no to a staff member, no to a new hire that's not working, all of those things, collaboration, we're talking about all of the pieces and the people and the things that are involved in that.
And truthfully, it's easier once you find your tribe. Because once you have those people around you that also see the vision and also understand where you are right now and where you're going, they can pick out right away if that person is a fit, if you want to collaborate as a business with this event, with this new concept, with this new contract, and we can pick up pretty quickly
exactly
whether that works or whether that doesn't.
So. That's right.
Say no. It's okay.
Say no. It is okay. It will help you filter.
It will help you filter.
The good from the bad.
Yeah, if somebody you know needs to hear this, then definitely share this because it's a valuable tool.
It could be a game changer for some people, especially a small business who's struggling. It, you know, if they really can decide, I need to say no, it could be a total game changer.
It could be. 100%.
I think I certainly have seen it along the way.
Well, that's it. That's the main ingredient. We'd love you to subscribe, so please do. And we'll be back with all sorts of engaging and dynamic content next week.